Simmons Audio, New Millennium Entertainment. Kiss and Makeup, written and read by Gene Simmons. Someday soon, just after the final chords of Rock and Roll All Night ring out on that Shea Stadium stage, I'll pick up my bass and exit stage right, after 29 glorious and tumultuous years, years filled with the highest highs and the lowest lows. America will have seen the last of Kiss on stage. America was our home. These were our people, and playing the final shows will be bittersweet, to say the least. 30 years before, there was no Kiss. There was only Gene Simmons, an aspiring rock musician in New York City. 10 years before that, there was no Gene Simmons. Only Gene Klein, a Jewish kid who lived in Queens with a single mother. And 10 years before that, there wasn't even a Gene Klein. Only Chaim Vitz, a poor boy growing up in Haifa, Israel. All those people, of course, were me, and I was all those people. I was born in Israel, saw the world change around me when I came to America with my mother, and then began to change myself, first my name, then my face. When I picked up a bass, it was a kind of transformation. When I put on face paint, it was a kind of transformation. And when I took the stage, it was the most profound transformation of them all. In the process, I managed to help steer Kiss to the pinnacle of rock and roll. We would eventually stand right behind the Beatles in the number of gold record awards by any group in history. As I sit here now reading the book, Kiss is the number one American gold record award champion of all time.